Paying it forward is not just for the holidays anymore. Take a listen. I'll tell you why. Welcome to episode 202 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. It's the holiday season again, and well, we're in the middle of this pandemic. It's almost over. Don't worry, it's almost over. But that's not taken away from the holiday season. And the mantra of all holiday seasons as of late has always been pay it forward. It just goes with the season. You know to expect it, and it's nothing's wrong with it. I'm not knocking it. Paying it forward has its place, and it needs to be something that's always happening, not just at the holiday season. And I know things are expanding, and we're doing that, and we're paying homage to those people that need to now. We give them props. We give them shout-outs, you know, whatever. But it's something that also needs to permeate and become more of who we are than just, you know, just the holiday people that we are. No. It's got to be all the months, not just that time between Thanksgiving and New Year's. No, that month and a couple of weeks. No, it's a little more than that. And it always has to be a little more than that. So let's talk about paying it forward. And as a leader, why should you always pay it forward? Because it shows them that you're always thinking, that you're always looking out for somebody else. You're not just looking out for yourself. You're not the narcissist. No. You're the empathetic individual. I never said sympathetic. And again, please do not misquote me. I'm not saying being sympathetic. No, that's not going to get you anywhere. But being empathetic and understanding that the empathy is there and that you recognize people are having their own issues. And in this 2020, this year has shown us we all have our problems. Yet we're all, you know, in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat. Everybody's a little different. And again, it that's just what life has thrown at us at this time. And coming out of this, hopefully it's going to make us better people and understand that, hey, just as quickly as this happened, it may happen again. But by paying it forward, you're not building anything other than people see you as a real human being. They see you as somebody that's empathetic, that cares about others, that believes that others just sometimes, you know, just need something done on their behalf. They just need a little someone to ring their bell just one time and say, hey, I'm in your corner. I got this. Don't worry about it. And that's fine. Now, to what extreme? That's up to you as an individual. But you should always be doing it. You should always be paying it forward, because what does it do? I understand. There's going to be some people that are not going to. That's okay. We'll talk about them in just a bit. But you as a leader, again, you're leading by example. So you're sharing it. And you're showing to others that it's okay to do this. It's okay to pay it forward. And I'm not talking about just buying the cup of coffee for the person behind you. No, it just means that, hey, you're doing what you can for somebody else. You're doing what you can for another human being. To what level? That's up to you. To what degree? Again, that's your business. That's your business. And that business, as they said in that Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, it's humanity's business. And we're not talking about business. We're not talking about the manager. Oh, well, that's just what managers do. Or that's just what leaders are expected to do. I don't want to be a leader because if that's what they're expected to do, that's not what I'm going to do. Well, that's good. Weed them out that way. You know, people weed themselves out that way. And they weed themselves out that way quickly. Because if they're not prepared to go the full extreme, the full 100 miles an hour, give the 100%, then obviously it's good that they recognize early and they recognize sooner rather than later. That way there's no hurt feelings. That way there's nothing wrong with them choosing their path. And again, there should be nothing wrong with choosing their path. But if the concept of paying it forward is what helps individuals decide their path, then that's good. That's good. And again, we're not drawing lines or anything like that. No. It's just something you do as a leader, as an individual, as a human being, that you choose and you decide to do that. And you cannot fault anybody else for not wanting to do that. So when others do not want to pay it forward, that's fine. It's probably because they have their own way. They probably have been burned by doing it for somebody once and then it backfired and it burned them. And it's like, it happens, folks. It happens more often than not. So we can't fault individuals for not wanting to pay it forward. But as leaders, and we're choosing to pay it forward, then we have to keep doing it. Because again, ultimately, who knows? They might just get it that, you know, it's not always, you're not always going to get burned. You're not always going to get burned. And it, like I said, it does happen. There's people out there that are at a moment's notice ready to pounce on somebody's good intentions. They're ready to pounce on someone who's doing something for somebody else and then cry foul. How come not me? Well, maybe that might just be the answer for them. But again, it's up to you as an individual what you decide to do. And no one's going to knock you. And as a leader, you know what you need to do to be a leader, to remain a leader. And it's not to win people over by, oh, look at all the acts of charity I'm doing. No, you don't have to be overt about it because that's not really a leader. Eventually, people are going to see through that as well. And if that's the only way you want to be recognized as a leader because of all the acts of charity, well, kudos, because the charities are benefiting from that. But the ego, your ego is also. And is that what it's all about? Is that why you wanted to become a leader? So no. Paying it forward really does bring out a lot in people. Brings out who they really truly are as human beings. It really brings out who they really truly are and where they're comfortable in and what they're doing. So as a leader, you've now reached this point, and this is where you have to be cautious this time of year. Not always is everyone going to be able to contribute to the company Christmas fund. Not always will somebody be able to, bring in coffee for everybody. Someone might not be able to make cookies or whatever the situation is. And I know we're living through this time of pandemic, but you know what? I heard this this thing came across my feed the other day, a couple of Sundays ago. It's a good friend of mine. And I don't know if she has a podcast, but I hope she does. But if she does, she needs to let me know, especially if she's listening to this. And I do consider her a friend. I know I like the way she thinks. Okay, going on, moving on with that. Here's the situation. So she posted a photo of these donuts. And that even though, and the narrative on the donuts were that even though they are not meeting in person, the fellowship continues. See, apparently at her church, typically if you go to church, or in any kind, you practice your religion, there's always some type of small social gathering after. Coffee and donuts or coffee and cookies, just a little fellowship to exchange a little fellowship. And they delivered to the front door of this individual and pretty much all the other parishioners. And that was fantastic. There's your paying it forward. Because though they can't meet in person, they still value that fellowship and they value that individual as part of being with the organization. And that's fantastic. So again, paying it forward. Somebody came up with that great idea and somebody acted on it. Somebody delivered on it. Fantastic. Kudos to that organization. Now, maybe somebody will say, well, that's an improper use of church funds. That's an improper use of wasting someone's gasoline. Or that's we should not be making people deliver when the insurance won't cover them delivering. Fellowship. Paying it forward. Sometimes they have to throw caution to the wind, folks. But by the same token, there's some realities behind it too. So again, being careful. My response was, now that's some serious outreach. That was my response to that message. And that was pretty cool. But again, pay it forward when you can, how you can. And it doesn't matter the conditions. If you can do it, do it. And don't forget, it's not just about standing or, paying in the drive-thru or the line in the coffee line there. Paying for the person behind you or they've already ordered and you're going to pay ahead for the person in line in front of you. And if you're through a drive-thru, that's nice. That's very nice. I've done it. I've done it in the past. And that's it. And I've just driven away. Never, not even a thank you or anything like that. But there's always something more you can do. It's not always just about food. Yes, the fellowship and food, it's a great thing together. It happens. You know that. I know that. You sit down, you break bread, Thanksgiving. You sat down, you broke bread, though, you were there with your immediate family or a very close group of self-isolating individuals that were able to come in. That's fine. But what's nice, right? Because you're sharing, you're eating, you're sharing an experience together. Well, it doesn't always have to be about food. It could be about somebody else. It's like, you know what? I'll take, in the military, it's like somebody can come in and says, you know what? I'll take your duty. I'll take your charge of quarters. See, because somebody's always has to be in charge of the quarters in the after hour. So somebody else could come in and says, you know what? I got it today. You go take the rest of the day off, enjoy the holiday with your family. It's happened. I've seen it happen. Usually the single men, and because I was infantry, so they were all men at the time there in the infantry unit I was with. And the single men would sometimes go in and say, you know what? Just bring me a plate of turkey dinner. Have a good Thanksgiving, and I will take your place. Just like that. That simple. And it was awesome. And it happened. And of course, you know, sometimes people would pay for it. But again, somebody stepped up and said, I'll do it if you need the day off. And it happened. So it's happened. I've brought in cookies to the people where I used to work at. My location was a 24/7 facility, and where I used to work at prior to what I'm doing now, way prior, before, two priors before. And bring in cookies. They're working 24/7. You know, who's recognizing those guys and those gals that are working that time? So again, it's a little something. It means something. And half of those just took and ate them and says, oh, well, you know, good. They were good. And that's it. Never bothered me again. Never did anything. Never talked to me until, hey, you bring your cookies? That's fine. That's fine. It should not be an expectation, but that's fine too. So about paying it forward, it creates, builds and fosters relationships. It solidifies relationships. And also, you're leading by example as a leader. That's the number one thing I want to share with everyone throughout all of this series, this podcast, all the episodes before this one, all 201, 202 now, is leading by example. You lead by example. And whether others like it or not, you're still doing it because you're out there wanting to do it. You're wanting to take the lead. Someone's got to do it. And then you decided it was you. So you're out there and you're paying it forward by leading by example, by doing what's got to get done. Sometimes it's not the popular thing to do, or nobody wants to do it because it's the holidays, but it still gets done, you know? And again, no one's expecting to get paid for, you know, that somebody's going to buy their cup of coffee. So that's always a nice little treat, but it's not the only treat. There's plenty of things to do, and all year long, you should be thinking about those things. Pick them, choose them wisely. Maybe say, okay, this department, I'll do something in January, and I'll skip a month, and I'll do this department in February, and kind of rotate around. It doesn't all have to be everybody at one time. So again, it's up to you. But paying it forward really, truly is just the prime example of leading by example. There's no other definition, and that's it. So get out there, pay it forward. It is the holiday season after all. But make it the holiday season all year long. Well, everyone, we've reached the end of this episode. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or remarks about this week's episode, please drop me an email at dave@davegarrett.com and mention episode 202, Paying It Forward. So also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels, Twitter at Dave Guerra, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra, or on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. Again, I thank you for taking the time to listen to episode 202, and join me next time as we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, talk to each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Happy holidays, everyone.